Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, it was so exciting to see all of our leaders come together in Washington, D.C. at the joint session of Congress as President Donald Trump addressed them. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look back at that address, kind of a quick look.
Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world. I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength, and it is a message deeply delivered from my heart. A new chapter of American greatness is now beginning. A new national pride is sweeping across our nation, and a new surge of optimism is placing impossible dreams firmly within our grasp. What we are witnessing today is the renewal of the American spirit. Our allies will find that America is once again ready to lead. I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit. I am asking all members of Congress to join me in dreaming big and bold and daring things for our country. I am asking everyone watching tonight to seize this moment, believe in yourselves, believe in your future, and believe once more in America. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless the United States.
That's so exciting to go back and look at the president addressing the joint session of Congress and the vision for America. As a matter of fact, during that joint session, Carolyn Owens, the wife of Ryan Owens, who gave his life for us as he went out to gather intelligence with the military, and he had a hard landing. It was a helicopter landed really hard, and it caused disorientation, and it cost him his life. And they got all kinds of intelligence reports are for us, and he gave his life for us. Well, she stood up. The president had her stand up in the longest appreciated ovation, saying, "Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for what you did." It was the longest, reportedly, in the history of America. We're so grateful to her. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look at Carolyn Owens at the story. Take a look.
As the Bible teaches us, there is no greater act of love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Ryan laid down his life for his friends, for his country, and for our freedom.
A mother with children and a busy life, she says, "Okay, I'm going to start loving a neighbor." So she built a bridge with her. And lo and behold, now this woman's a widow. But she has a friend now. And this friend has a church. She didn't know that was going to happen. God did.
Our hearts and prayers go out to Carolyn Owens and her family. We're so grateful for all of our military that daily puts their lives on the line, and the cost was huge, but the reward in regards to it, it's not in vain. As a matter of fact, the president says it will never be forgotten. It's going to be etched into the memory of America. He is a hero, and we're so grateful for his life and his sacrifice, and we're just going to continue to pray for Carolyn Owens and her family. That's a real, real difficult unexplainable pain that you go through at a time like that. But I'm so grateful that the country understands that his sacrifice was not in vain, that he gave his life. You know, greater love hath no man than he lay down his life for a friend. And that's what President Trump quoted when he was thanking her for what took place.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.